Mike, what are you doing?
I'm doing modern dance.
Modern dance?
Mm-hmm. It's good, right? You like that? I learned. I did 5 years of dance school.
Oh, 最好是。
No, it's not good?
Dancer 怎么会有 belly?
Well, you know, I've been busy. Been a little bit busy.、
Right.
But yes, we're talking、mm-hmm. about a very famous dance group who...probably dance better than I do, but they're from here, they're from Taiwan, and they're famous all over the world.
啊，当然你一讲我就知道了，是姓林的是吧？
It's the Cloudgate Dance Theater.
林怀民是？
Yes, that's the guy, Mr. Lin's group, the Cloudgate Dance Theater. So they're really famous, they've been around for 40 years now. Did you notice? Did you know that?
Is it so long?
40 years. Yeah, that's what it says there. 40 years. And you know what makes me angry?
What?
They've never called me. They've never called me to be in one of their shows. They have lots of shows. I mean, it's not like, oh, sorry, we just don't have a show right now for you. They have lots of shows.
Uh-huh.
I have a phone. My phone is always on.
Mike, you can just buy a ticket and you know, see the show.
Yeah, I could, but they would be so much better if I was the star. You saw me dancing. I'm amazing.
Okay. Anyways,
right? Wait, no. I'm an amazing dancer. I'm amazing.
You're amazing.
Amazingly bad. That's what you're saying. Amazingly bad.
We'll talk about later, okay? So, 赶快来看一下今天的这个文章。
Cloudgate Dance Theater.
Cloudgate Dance Theater is a modern dance group from Taiwan. Its founder, Lin Huanming, attracted attention from the international dance scene for his creativity. His performances mix elements of Eastern and Western culture.White Serpent Tale, for example, is from an ancient Chinese story. However, Lin added moves from ballet and Tai Chi to the performance. That is why his works appeal to people around the globe. This year, Cloudgate Dance Theater is having its 40th anniversary.Everyone is looking forward to even more amazing performances to celebrate this milestone.
Word power!
Attention! Attention! Fred loves to seek attention.And make people laugh. Fred loves to seek attention and make people laugh. Element, element. A key element of a story is the problem its characters must face. A key element of a story is the problem its characters must face. Ancient.Ancient. The ancient Egyptians built large great cities around 2000 BC. The ancient Egyptians built large great cities around 2000 BC. Add. Add. The girls added a new move to their dance.The girls added a new move to their dance.
So yes, Cloudgate Dance Theater, it says it's a modern dance group from Taiwan. Mm. Now that's a bit of an interesting title, modern dance. Now when people think of modern, they think of now, right? This is the modern time. We live in modern times.
Uh-huh.
But what are people doing now? Well, hip-hop dancing.Is modern, right? They weren't doing hip. Beethoven wasn't doing hip hop.
对呀、啊、
Right? So why isn't that modern dance? Well, it's a little different. Modern dance talks about after ballet. Okay,、
oh.
so think of the people in their little white things standing、mm-hmm. on their toes, doing sort of ballet style dance. And then after that came dance which sort of broke the rules of ballet.
Mm-mm.
And that's what was called modern dance. It's been around for about 100 years.
难怪耶，我觉得现代舞怎么看起来有点像是芭蕾舞。
Mm-hmm.
所以其实这个现代舞的意思是现代，那相对于什么来说是现代呢？相对于芭蕾舞来说是现代。那当然现代舞就像刚麦讲的，街舞算不算现代舞？街舞当然也是现代人跳的啊，可是现在这里的这个 term modern dance 它指的是芭蕾之后发展出有一点点不一样的一种舞蹈形态。
Exactly. So just because hip-hop is also from the time we live in、
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean it's not modern. It's just a title for a style、mm-hmm. of dance. It's、
yeah.
not really talking about the time when the dance was made. Hip-hop dance is sometimes called street dance or urban dance. It's very good. It's very popular. It's its own special thing. Modern dance is just a different style of dance.、
Mm-hmm.
That's all. So it's nothing to do really with the time when the dances were made. It's more just a style.
Well, I thought hip-hop is a style.
It
street
is
dance、
too.
Is a kind of
thing. It is too. But modern、mm. dance is just it's just the name for、mm. a style. It has nothing to do with the time.
Right.
When the dance was made. So、mm. modern dance group from Taiwan, Cloud Gate Dance Theater. Its founder, it says, Lin Huaiming, attracted attention from the international dance scene for his creativity. Yes, he did.、
Mm.
He still does.
我们都知道那个云门舞集的创办人就是林怀民啊。不过创办人在英文当中怎么讲呢？他用的是 founder, 因为 found 这个动词本身就有建立的意思。不过不要搞混哦，因为 found 本身也可以当成 find, 发现的过去式跟过去分词。可是我们讲的是另外一个不一样的字 ,found, 创立。Founder, 创办人。
Mm-hmm. And the founder is someone who starts something, someone who begins something. So we can talk about、George Washington being、
mm-hmm.
the founder of America、
mm-hmm.
or something like that, or Steve Jobs being one of the founders of Apple.、
Mm.
So he started it,、and he's also gotten a lot of attention from the international dance community. Attention is when people show interest. People like what you do, they like to watch it, they like to learn more about it.They're not ignoring you. They're not like, eh, whatever. No, they're like, hey, this is good. I want to know more. I want to pay attention. If you're in school, if you want to learn from your teachers, you have to pay attention. If you're there playing games or drawing pictures while the teacher is talking, you won't learn anything because you're not paying attention.
Right. 所以 attention 其实很重要，因为在课堂当中，老师可能常常就会讲啦，你快睡着了，或者是突然神游的时候，老师 hey, you have to pay attention.、
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention. Attention 就是注意力。所以 attention 其实也有关注或者是瞩目的意思。
Right. For example, Fred loves to seek attention and make people laugh. So he likes to tell jokes and have people listen to him, watch him.And make them laugh. Yeah. Okay. Who are we talking about? Lin Huaiming. His performances mix elements of Eastern and Western culture. So he mixes these two things, these elements. An element is a part of something that is much bigger. Okay. So for example, if we're talking about、Chinese food, one important element of Chinese food is rice.Right? Rice is very important in Chinese cooking. If we're talking about French food, rice is not such an important element. They don't eat so much rice、mm. in France, but in Chinese food, it's one element. Of course, there's other things in Chinese food, right? There's meat and vegetables and spices and wonderful flavors, but rice is one element, one part of a bigger thing.
Right. 所以其实当我们在谈 element 的时候啊，我们通常会有一个比较 broad, 比较大的一个东西。那在这个大的东西，比如说这个华人的料理当中的一个要素，一个成分要素，一个 element, 很重要的就是我们是吃米的、啊、所以 rice 是一个很重要的 element, 通常是一个大范围当中的其中一部分叫做 element。
Mm-hmm. For example, a key element of a story,is the problem its characters must face.、
Mm.
Yeah, in any story, usually there's some kind of problem, because if there wasn't a problem, it would be boring. Right? So there's usually、
yeah.
a problem in the story, and then how the people in the story beat the problem or don't, that's where it gets interesting. So
然后这个故事才会有一个 climax, 才会有个高潮。Right.
Are you tired?
Anyways,
yes.
不是，我们谈得很深，你知道我的意思
啊。
所以这个呢 ，element， 比如说在故事当中的有一个某一个要素呢，就是要先有一个冲突，然后呢，所有的角色呢围绕这个冲突才会把这个故事带到一个高潮。所以 ，anyways， 讲简单一点 ，element 就是小部分、某一个成分、某一个要素，就这个意思。
Okay. For example, here's one of the performances, one of the shows from Cloudgate Dance Theater, White Serpent Tale.That's the English name, for example, is from an ancient Chinese story.
就白蛇传呢。
There you go, exactly. So he took this story from ancient China. Something ancient is really, really old. Usually when we talk about things that are ancient, they're more than 1,000 years old, okay? So the Romans, the Greeks, when the Great Wall of China was built, this was all back in ancient times.
除了是之前发生之外呢，还特别强调是非常非常古早、远古、古老的，在英文当中会用这个形容词叫做 ancient。ancient， 注意它的发音哦，第一节 ancient，A-N-C-I-E-N-T，ancient。
For example, the ancient Egyptians built large great cities around 2000 BC.
2000 BC?
Right, Memphis and,and Karnak, all the great cities of ancient Egypt, 4,000 years ago, that's ancient.
西元前2000年耶 that's ancient.
That's a long time ago. Yeah, a really long time ago. However, Lin, that's the director, Lin added moves from ballet and Tai Chi to the performance.
Wait a minute. Ballet.
Ballet, which is Western. Western dancing.
Tai Chi.
Tai Chi, which is, of course, an Eastern martial art or exercise.
He
took elements from both, mixed them together to tell this ancient Chinese story. So you see, it's like a soup. It's like a wonderful stew of all sorts of different elements.He added these things together. When you add things, you put things together. Like 2 plus 2, you are adding 2 to 2 to make 4. There you go. You're adding them. In the same way that a cook adds things to the food to make it taste better.
所以其实 add 它本身就有加法的加的那个意思。那当然本来就是添加或加入的这个动词啊。不过在这个 add, add 这个动词当中可能要特别注意。如果把 A 加在 B 上把 A 加在 B 上我们会说 add A to B, add A to B.
A plus B equals C.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know who taught you math. Anyway, the example sentence for add, the girls added a new move to their dance. They added that one. That's the one they added. You're good at it. You should do that more. All right, Lin Huaiming. That is why, because he has this cool mix of everything from the East and West, that is why his works appeal to people around the globe. Around the globe. A globe is a big ball. We usually talk about a globe kind of like the Earth. You know, maybe in your classroom or somewhere in your school, they have a map of the Earth. It's not just a big picture. It's actually on a ball. We call that a globe. The Earth is a globe. So when we say around the globe, we just mean around the world.
Right. 因为其实 globe 本来就是球体的意思。所以当我们说 around the globe, 就表示在全球各地。
And this year is extra special because Cloudgate Dance Theater is having its 40th anniversary.
真的40年耶。
1973, man. That's a long time ago. Lin Huaiming must be tired.He's been dancing for 40 years.
可是好像没有
耶。I think he sleeps sometimes.
But he still looks young.
He still does look young. You know why? Because he loves what he does. He loves his job. I'm 200. Look at me. I'm 214 years old. You wouldn't know it. Everyone is looking forward to even more amazing performances to celebrate...this milestone. I think they are. When you look forward to something, you're excited about something that will happen in the future. On Thursday, you might look forward to the weekend. Or right before Chinese New Year, you might look forward to having a long holiday. Yeah, it's coming soon.
So, 其实 look forward to something 就表示有期盼的意思。不过特别注意这个 TO2 是介系词哦。So, we usually and we always say look forward to something, look forward to...doing something.
That's right. We look forward to seeing you guys after this break. Come on back. I've been in Taiwan for quite a while. I've never gone to a Cloud Gate dance theater show. I should probably go to one, don't you think? Have you been to a Cloud Gate dance theater show?
是没有啦。可是你确定 Are you sure you're going?
I think I should try to go. Yeah, why not? Could be very interesting.
Are you going to do that?
I won't do it. I'll watch
Off
them.
Off the stage?
I'll watch them do it. I'm going to pay. I'm not going to dance after I pay. They have to pay me.
To see
the Tai Chi? That would be kind of cool. And the other good thing is they have great lights and the music's always kind of cool and the stage is always interesting. So there's a lot of things to see. It's not just a bunch of skinny people jumping around.
Oh, 你说到重点了。
It's a lot of good performances. It's art.
It's art.
I'll get tickets. You're coming with me.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you guys very soon. Keep on dancing.
I'm so happy to have you in my life.
I'm so happy to have you in my life.
得奖的是 Buffy Chan
是我吗我得奖了 Oh my goodness 首先我要感谢我的家人自我从影以来不论我在荧光幕前是多么不计形象演出你们对我始终不离不弃更时时鼓励我让我越来越有信心 I'm so happy to have you in my life再来是 A Plus 小聚会全体工作人员非常感谢大家付出的辛劳没有你们我就没有今天 I'm so happy to have you in my life 最后更要感谢全台湾2300万的观众每天准时收看 A Plus 小聚会跟我一起学英文 I'm so happy to have you in my life 能获得这个奖我真的很开心但是我并没有忘记今天来的目的就是要教大家英文那你知道今天小聚会的主题句是什么吗没错就是 I'm so happy to have you in my life 我很开心生命中有你的意思 So 是程度副词表示多么怎么样非常怎么样那 life 不用说啦就是生命一生 I'm so happy to have you in my life 爱要及时感谢也要及时如果你有想要感谢的对象这句话可是非常实用又贴心哦好的最后我们赶快复习一下今天的句子吧 A Plus 小聚会 See you next time
I'm so happy to have you in my life
I'm so happy to have you in my life
Kit Kat
Especially 只差一个 E 是一样的吗
especially E-S-P-E-C-I-A-L-L-Y 和 specially S-P-E-C-I-A-L-L-Y 诶他们才差了一个 E 哦没错其他的意思非常非常接近都有着特别是什么什么这样的意思有加强或是强调的语气哦 That's right, these two words especially and specially are almost the same For example, I can sayEveryone loves ice cream, especially children. Everyone loves ice cream, especially children. 大家都爱冰淇淋，特别是小朋友哦。Or I can also say, I love watching movies, especially romantic comedies. I love watching movies, especially romantic comedies.我超爱看电影的特别是什么样的类型呢就是 romantic comedy 就是爱情喜剧片哦可是呢如果要强调某件事情呢是专程啦或是特地因为什么原因而怎么样呢其实我们就要用 specially 会比较贴切哦 But if you want to emphasize that something is done or made for a particular purposeThen use specially. 我来举个例子比较清楚。像在送礼的时候你就可以这么说啦。I got this teddy bear specially for you. I got this teddy bear specially for you. 意思就是啊我是特地买这个泰迪熊送给你的哦。或者你还可以说 This t-shirt is specially designed for teenagers. This T-shirt is specially designed for teenagers. 意思就是啊，这件 T 恤是专门设计给 teenager, T-E-E-N-A-G-E-R, 也就是13岁到19岁的青少年哦。不过注意哦， especially never comes at the start of a sentence, 也就是说我们不可以把 especially 放在句首哦。所以比方像是如果你说 I love earrings, 然后你下一句是接什么呢？ Especially big ones,这样是错误的哦。其实你直接把它放在一个句子里面会更好，你直接说 I especially like big earrings 就可以啦，我特别喜欢大耳环哦。
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
一般来说 especially 和 specially 意思很相近，都是指特别是什么什么有强调的语气。可是如果要强调某件事情有特别的目的而设计的呢，那这时候你就要用 specially。 另外 especially 不可以放在句首哦。
Cloud Gate Dance Theater。
Cloud Gate Dance Theater is a modern dance group from Taiwan. Its founder, Lin Huanming,attracted attention from the international dance scene for his creativity. His performances mix elements of Eastern and Western culture. White Serpent Tale, for example, is from an ancient Chinese story. However, Lin added moves from ballet and Tai Chi to the performance.That is why his works appeal to people around the globe. This year, Cloud Gate Dance Theater is having its 40th anniversary. Everyone is looking forward to even more amazing performances to celebrate this milestone.
Attention, attention. Fred loves.To seek attention and make people laugh. Fred loves to seek attention and make people laugh. Element, element. A key element of a story is the problem its characters must face. A key element of a story is the problem its characters must face.Ancient, ancient. The ancient Egyptians built large great cities around 2000 BC. The ancient Egyptians built large great cities around 2000 BC. Add, add. The girls added a new move to their dance.The girls added a new move to their dance.